Lord, as we come together on this bright, sunny morning that shows us the seasons changing, we delight in that, and we desire to put our faith in you. Sometimes, Lord, that is so hard because we feel trapped by cycles in our own lives, in the world beyond, cycles of violence, cycles of unkindness, and neighbors not loving neighbors. But let us only pant for you, Lord. For you reminded us this morning that you have put gladness in our hearts in times that we didn't expect to have gladness in our hearts, that you are the only source of our rest. So as we worship today, Lord, let us be filled with the fullness, the full sense of your faithfulness, Lord. Let that fill us as we seek to worship you today, and be with us now as we worship. Amen. Our first reading this morning comes from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verses 25 to 32. You'll find that on page 609 of the Old Testament sections of your pew Bibles. If you'd like to, you can follow along there, or you can just listen. After I read this, we'll take a pause to reflect before Rich will come to read Luke, and we'll hear more from him. But this is Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 25 through 32. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is unfair. Hear now, O house of Israel, is my way unfair? Is it not your ways that are unfair? When the righteous turn away from their righteousness and commit iniquity, they shall die for it. For the iniquity that they have committed, they shall die. Again, when the wicked turn away from the wickedness they have committed and do what is lawful and right, they shall save their life. Because they considered and turned away from all the transgressions they had committed, they shall surely live. They shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is unfair. O house of Israel, are my ways unfair? Is it not your ways that are unfair? Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, all of you according to your ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions. Otherwise, iniquity will be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed against me, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, says the Lord God. Turn, then, and live. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.